We ask you, brothers and sisters, not to be alarmed, either by a spirit or by an oral statement, or by a letter allegedly from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Christians in every age have worried that their time was going to be the end of the world and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they were both right and wrong. They were wrong because the final judgment still hasn't happened, even after 2,000 years. But Jesus tells Zacchaeus that today salvation has come to this house. That salvation is present in the person of Jesus Christ, who wants to come to us in every era. The Book of Wisdom tells us that God warns sinners and tells them to repent. In the Gospel, we see that Zacchaeus hears this warning and converts. But what did Jesus do to make him repent? He didn't say anything all that special. All he did was look up and say, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." What is it about Jesus' look that has so much power? How can inviting himself to dinner make such an impact on an hardened sinner? Because Zacchaeus was not just any tax collector, but a chief tax collector. He not only betrayed his own people by working with the Romans, but he helped others to do it as well. And he even got rich off this sinful betrayal. But a single look and a single invitation changed so much. How? The only possible answer is love. Jesus looked at him with love, and his words to Zacchaeus displayed his genuine interest in being with him, in sharing a meal, and in growing in friendship. Who knows what kind of little thoughts and feelings had been tugging at Zacchaeus' heart before Jesus came. We can never really know all the ways that God is rebuking offenders little by little, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe. But sometimes, all of those little thoughts and feelings, they need an outlet. They need an invitation. And suddenly, a conversion happens, all at once. Zacchaeus must have already wanted to be converted. He was very eager to see Jesus, and he probably knew that he was a sinner, but felt too weak to change. But the rumors of Jesus reached his ears, and he must have thought to himself, "Now this is a man who can help me change." And Jesus knew this and reached out to him in love. And what about us? Do we hear the Lord's rebukes little by little? How many of us are trapped in sins that we can never seem to conquer? Is there any hope for a change? Yes, there is always hope to be free from sin. God has promised, and he is powerful enough to keep his promises. So why haven't we escaped? Well, do you run ahead like Zacchaeus? Are you willing to look foolish and climb a tree to see Christ more clearly? When he calls out to you, do you repent? How often do you go to confession with a sincere desire to change? How often do you dine with the Lord at the Holy Mass and in the Eucharist? But there is more. The sacraments are not magic. They are moments of relationship with Jesus Christ. How does Zacchaeus manifest his conversion? By giving to the poor and by making peace with those he has hurt. His relationship with Christ is directly affected by his relationship with his neighbors. If you go to confession and Mass regularly, but still can't seem to get any better, what are you doing for your neighbors? Our neighbors are like the sycamore tree in this story. They help us to see Christ better, And we can see Christ better by serving him in the poor and by being just with our fellow man. But that's not all. I have many family members who are Christian but not Catholic. And they have told me many times that Catholics tend to be bad at welcoming and building a community. And it's one of my greatest sorrows as a priest and as a Catholic that we do tend to be pretty bad at fellowship. I hear too often that people do not feel welcomed by Catholics and by the church. They don't feel included or appreciated. Some of that is unavoidable. We can and must believe certain things, even if people feel alienated by the truth. We have certain standards and understandings of the sacraments, so when they can't approach the Eucharist, they may feel left out. But that is not the answer to our problems. We do not need to change the Mass to become welcoming. It's about changing ourselves. The 1 hour a week that we spend at Mass is focused entirely on God, but that does not mean it shouldn't affect the rest of our week and our other relationships. If we want the Catholic Church to feel communal, we must start by reaching past our comfortable habits to be communal with each other. How often do you talk with other parishioners? Is your first priority after Mass to beat the traffic? How many people do you share your faith with? How often do you share a meal with others and spend that time relating the faith? Christ ate with Zacchaeus, and he wants to share meals with us, not just at the Eucharist, but in our homes, with our friends and family. Christianity is supposed to be filled with community. And if you are stuck in your faith, perhaps it is an invitation to be more deliberate about how you spend time with religious friends. Small groups of Christians are very powerful, and we can be sycamore trees for each other. And then that communal spirit will be noticeable. It will affect our parish and our lives. It will embolden us to recognize and greet visitors and those who are curious and questioning. Yes, we priests need to do a better job of being welcoming, but the simple fact is that a couple of priests cannot make an entire parish feel like a welcoming community. What makes a difference for a visitor, for an inquirer, for someone with questions, is how they are received by the ordinary individuals in a community. It is that invitation from ordinary Catholics to be a part of something, even if it's not the Eucharist just yet. We really cannot underestimate the impact of small personal encounters and invitations, both on the people we invite and on ourselves. If we really want to be saved, if we really believe that the Catholic faith has the greatest access to salvation, if we really want others to be saved with us, why are we so often slow to dive in further and to bring others with us? Act quickly. God has mercy, and he is indeed patient. But one day, the world really will end. I do not know if it will be tomorrow or in another 1,000 years, but I know that it is coming. And it is better not to wait for the Lord to come in judgment. Rather, we want him to come here and now by our repentance, by our unity with one another, by our service. Because when we repent, when we serve one another, when we are united in the faith and sharing the faith, salvation comes to this house.